Hello, and welcome to Key Conversations with Phi Beta Kappa. I'm Fred Lawrence, Secretary and CEO of the Phi Beta Kappa Society. This podcast features conversations with Phi Beta Kappa visiting scholars who spend one academic year with us.
Here's what I would say about bacteria. It's the same thing that I would say about teenagers. So when you hear about teenagers in the news, really, it's always bad news. They vandalize something, they exercise what I would call a lack of common sense, or otherwise did things that are particularly newsworthy, but are certainly not representative of all teenagers. And so I would say that bacteria have had the same PR problem.
I was the 22nd legal advisor. You're essentially the conscience of the United States on matters of international law and on all issues of foreign policy law. And it was the most totally fascinating job I can remember. On my very first day, they tell me at one of our ports, they've stopped a box of fertilized panda eggs. And the question, they're owned by a large foreign country, you can imagine which one it is. Can it be attached by a court as a judicial attachment to secure a fund for a lawsuit, or is it subject to the doctrine of foreign sovereign immunity? You know, the truth was I had never thought about that question. But literally, I started to have a little test for myself. How early in the day would I encounter the problem that I could put on an exam when I got back to teaching? And it was usually by about 8:30 or 9 in the morning.
That play was Romeo and Juliet, starring Sean Bean as Romeo, and Hugh Quarshie, the very famous Black British actor, as Mercutio, or Tybalt. And it was set in 1980s, where all the characters were wearing leather suits, and there was a kind of vague mafioso feel to it, and it was so alive and so electric, and it was so about the current moment. And I looked at my mother and I said, this is what Shakespeare's about? I thought it was pumpkin pants, and this is not pumpkin pants at all. This is my life. These people are sexy and amazing.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the Phi Beta Kappa Visiting Scholar Program, please visit pbk.org.